Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. I am your host, Elder Terrence, Big Mike, however you want to call me, but I am your host tonight, and welcome to Bluntly Speaking, where we talk about things very, very bluntly. This evening, tonight, we're going to talk about things that's going on in the news. What's happening? You know, all these things that are going on. What's really going on? We're going to talk about a little bit of that tonight. We're going to get into it and see what's really going on, see if we can't make some sense out of this. So what I want you to do, I want you to twist one. I want you to grab your drink. I want you to sit back and relax and just kind of check out the show and see what we're doing tonight. So tonight, we're talking. What's really going on in the news today? You know, there's a lot of headlines in the news. There are a lot of numbers and articles and everything going on. The election's there. You got Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders doing their thing. And I don't even know who's on the Republican side because I'm not paying attention to that. But it's all about what's going on in the news. What's real, what's not. Who's real, who's not. How do you tell the real news from the fake news? How do you tell the real stories from the fake stories? Well, tonight we'll talk about a little bit of that, how you can actually look and see and really just use a little bit of logic, because it does not take rocket science to figure this thing out. All you have to do is understand that there are certain things that people can and cannot do when it comes to the media. Is real. Most of the time it's not real, but it's always scripted. And you can always tell because it's always kind of the same format that it follows. You know, they have some of the same numbers. They have, you know, different characters that play different things. But you have to understand that it's corporate policy governs people like your CNN, your MSNBC, corporate policy governs your folks like NASA, like CERN, like CIA, different things like this, FBI. All of those alphabet boys and alphabet girls, and alphabet gangs that want to be out there, that's corporate policy, okay? Corporate media, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, all of that's corporate media, and they run by certain rules. Now, on the private side, you have companies, you know, and for the sake of example, you know, you would have companies like your Enron, companies like your Exxon, companies like your Target and your Walmarts and your Krogers and your Publix and things like that. Those are private policies that guide those entities, if you will. Okay? So, corporate policy. You know how you see all these folks on YouTube and they talk about this and talk about that, whistleblowers and everything. But you got to understand, they have to operate by a certain code. They're bound by a certain policy. I see that my co-host Safa has just joined us. So, hey, Safa, how you doing? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, man, I hear you loud and clear. Hear you loud and clear, man. Just
okay,
kind of talking
okay.
about some things that we're going to discuss tonight. Really getting into stuff like the news, what's going on with stories in the news, and what's real and what's not real. You know, we've been going for a minute, so we got to kind of catch up with folks and really kind of let folks know what's been going on and really kind of just kind of delve into this whole what's really going on in the news. So I'm going to toss it over to you because I was talking about, you know, all of the stories and the articles and stuff. You got the election and stuff coming up, you know, started talking about how corporate policy kind of guides certain entities and how private policy you know, kind of got other entities, and I really want to kind of just get what your opinion and what you, not, I won't even say your opinion, but what your perspective is on that. So I'll toss it over to you.
Okay, okay. Well, yeah. Like you said, there's a lot of things going on in the news, man. We have this presidential thing. We have, you know, the continual war thing always. And, you know, the of course, the shootings every 5 minutes. They got the shooting stories and all that. So, you know, let me just get into first. I'm just going to start with, like, corporate, like, these corporations, these news, these corporate policies they have to go by. Now, when you view the news, you must understand that certain things, like certain laws they got to go by. Like, for example, if maybe like CNN or MSNBC is partnering with another company, maybe like a Pepsi company or something like that, this is why you maybe see the news and maybe they may blurt out a rival company's logo. Like, you might see a guy with a Coca-Cola shirt on or something, and they'll blurt that out. So, you know, when you see that, then you may think, for another reason why I blurted out, but it's really blurted out because they don't promote anything that they can't make money off of. So that's just an example of one law and things that they have to go by. Another thing they do with these corporate stories is, like, for example, you know, you have a lot of shootings and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
One thing that I encourage everybody to look at when they see a shooting story on the news is, they will continuously, and I noticed this in the last 5 years especially, they, like, there's this shooting, and a guy is shot by a police officer or homeowner or whoever, and they'll release the name of the shooter within probably days of the, you know, after the shooting, which is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do that.
It is illegal.
So
folks need to know that that is illegal, because if you release the officer's name or the shooter's name, then you put him and his family in danger. You taint
correct.
The jury pool, and then whoever leaked that information is now held responsible for whatever damages occur.
Exactly. So knowing that, understand, these corporations, they are fully aware of this, so they will never put themselves in a position to be sued like that. So remember, when you see them do things like that continuously over and over, they do that same thing with their story, that's letting you know something about that story. They own the content to that story. On my Google
right.
page, I post a lot of information about manufactured media content, which is what these companies do. You know, in order to be able to do things with a story like that, you have to actually own the content to be able to do it, because obviously, like, for example, if they had the story in the news and it's, and they're, you know, and it's concerning me, and they break a law, you know, they put themselves in a position to be sued by me. Now, they know that they can break any law they want to break when there's actually nobody that's, and, you know, they're not violating anyone because they own everything that's a part of that story. They are manufacturing media. There's nobody
okay.
going to sue them because they are creating the stories.
Okay. And I want to make sure we break this down so that folks understand. When you say that they own the story, folks need to understand that what that means is that they own the names of the people involved. They own the content. It's no different than if I was to take a pen and paper and sit down and write a novel. I can go whichever way I want to with the creativity of it all. And nothing is illegal about me creating my own story and telling my own story from my way, because I control the content. And that's what you're saying when you say they own the content. They own the names, the characters, the places, the story. They own it all. So it's not illegal for them to write the story that they, the way that they want to, because they're within their right to do with what they own what they want to do with it.
Exactly. Right. So knowing that, people really need to understand that they create media in order to not only generate profits, but they also create media to sway the audience, move you in a direction, nudge you here, nudge you there. This is the media. This is how it works. And, you know, it's a lot of other things they'll do in the media, too. You know, not just releasing the name early. There are other things. Some of the way, like, you know, the interviews they do, and the cameras in the courtrooms and things like that. Once you understand what is illegal and you see a big-time billionaire corporation do these things, you think to yourself, wow, this stuff is illegal. It's like, why are they continuing to do this and they're not getting reprimanded for this? It's because what they're doing, you know, is working with a story that they're manufacturing. So they don't have to worry about any flack from anybody. It's like, also, like, for example, like, if I had a child that was murdered and they continue to run that story over and over again, you know, I would be able to sue these people for emotional distress, you know, for continuing to run that story like that.
Because it's traumatizing.
Exactly. And they're fully aware of this. So just think about it when someone's kid is shot, supposedly, and CNN decides to run that story for damn near a whole year. You see that story over and over again. You know, you have to really understand again that if these people hire a lawyer, which most of the time when these cases get to CNN, they do, their lawyer would tell them ahead of time, you know, if they run this story a bunch of times, you can make some money off of them. So let's sue. So these people never sue. So then you know, again, you are dealing with manufactured media.
Right. You're absolutely right. It's all manufactured. It's all scripted. It's all put together by the players. I won't even say the people in charge or the people in control. I'll just say the players. Okay? It's scripted by the players. And then by the time it comes through the boob tube in everybody's house, everybody's just being guided where the players want you to go. You vote the way that folks want you to go based on the media. You eat the food that they want you to eat based on what you see in the news and in the media. And it's all propaganda. It's not labeled propaganda anymore, but it is all propaganda because it is designed to make you think a certain way. It's designed to make you think you're getting some information that nobody else is getting.
Correct.
But you now have an inside scoop. I mentioned it earlier, talking about people giving you information that you think you can't get anywhere else or you think you got some secret information. You see a lot of, and I was talking about this earlier, you see a lot of, what do you want to call them, whistleblowers on YouTube, you know, saying that this agency is doing wrong and this agency is shady or this company is this and this company. And it's like you have all these whistleblowers, but folks need to realize you don't have any whistleblowers because when you work for these entities, the government agencies and these larger corporations, they make you sign things like non-disclosure agreements. They make you sign things like a non-competitive contract. So if, let's say, I left Yamaha, and I'm using that as an example only. I left Yamaha brand keyboards, and I went to work for who else is out there? Who? Casio. All right. The agreement that I would sign with Yamaha is that when I leave Yamaha, I won't take any of that proprietary information that I have in my head. I promise them I won't take any of that to their competitor, Casio. Because if
Absolutely.
I do, I agree that Yamaha can now sue me because I've taken theirs. And I sign that paperwork fully knowing that. If I ever open my mouth, I've already told Yamaha, you can sue me. So now tell me, Safa, how we got all of these whistleblowers all over the place telling all of this stuff, and ain't nobody in jail, ain't nobody sued, ain't nobody said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tell on y'all because y'all play too rough.
Well, yeah, the reason why you don't have anybody getting sued because, again, there are no whistleblowers, especially not on the level that you think. Like, for example, this is one thing that a lot of people like to talk about, this guy from NSA, this guy Edward Snowden. So, you know, he's featured on CNN, MSNBC, all the major news syndicates, they feature him. Now, the thing you need to understand is that The same people who own the NSA also own your news. So just think for, you know, for a second. Why would these news syndicates promote a guy that is tearing down another operation of theirs like NSA? You have to really think. If NSA was doing what he says they're doing, then that news syndicate would not promote him. Because any type of publicity is good publicity. You have to remember that when it comes to show business. Any type of publicity is good. You can perceive it how you want, but they understand that any type of attention they give off from their networks is good attention. Doesn't matter how you look at it. So there's no way that Edward Snowden could come and you would see him on CNN if he was actually a rival to America. It just wouldn't work like that. You know, it wouldn't, or a rival to the NSA or something. They wouldn't promote him. You wouldn't even know who he was. They wouldn't want you to know that there was a guy that worked for NSA that decided to blurt out all these secrets. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't promote him or his what he's saying. You would never even know he exists. They would never, ever promote this guy.
No. So, and more than likely, he'd probably end up dead somewhere before he ever made it public.
Yeah, more than likely, of course, you know.
It's like, oh, you go tell? Okay, boom, you're dead. You're not going to tell. Dead men tell no tales.
Right.
All and the rest of that stuff is Hollywood.
Yeah, and the thing about Edward Snowden, he's just a paid actor. They pay, you know, because that's the only way these guys can really speak. They hire people to say, read scripts and say things they want them to say. If he was a real employee for NSA, he would be bound by things, these little federal acts they pass, where it's basically like a corporate gag order where these people can't talk. You know, you work in NSA, you have to have a certain clearance. NASA, certain things, you have to have a clearance. And when you work with these clearances, then you're going to be bound by these gag orders. They don't necessarily call them gag orders. They're acts that are passed. And on the next show, I'll actually have the name, one of the ones they use in a lot of the big corporations. But there are a lot of things, you know, they just know for a fact. You already know when you work for these companies, it's just part of the agreement. You can't talk, you know. And there is no such thing as I got mad and now I want to talk. It doesn't work like that. You know, that's only in movies. And, you know, for everybody that wants to believe that there's somebody out there who cares about you, you know, that's just doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
And one other thing, too, I want to get on to before I lose this in my mind. When you have also, like, with the news channels, too, like, most people don't know that right now, I don't know, there are, like, a lot of people that are running for president, but the news channels maybe show you just a few. Now, if you were to go check out these people's, like, campaign contributions, then you could see all these guys are pretty much funded by the same people. They actually have a website called opensecrets.org. And on this website, it keeps track of the records that they put out about all their financial contributions to their campaign. And you can see that most of these top candidates that you see, they're all financed by the same people. And, again, that's opensecrets.org. So you go in and check that out. But, there are a lot of candidates that you will never see on these news channels because the news channels are not promoting them. They promote the candidates that are controlled. And in reality, those are the only people that are going to be your president anyway. You know, you're never going to – it doesn't matter if you go vote. I don't care who you vote for. You know, your president is already selected. The next one that's coming is already selected. The next one after that is already selected. So, you know, so you have three people that run for president.
It really is. It really is, and folks need to know. It's all a game. You will never see the folks who actually talk real, like talk real stuff. You'll never see them on a debate because, like you just said, they're not controlled. They're not controlled opposition, if you will. They're not bought. They're not on the payroll for anybody else that doesn't understand what we're talking about. They aren't. They ain't in the club. So the club don't promote them because all you're watching on TV is one big club. Everybody's in the same club. They change roles. They change names. But they're all in the same club.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even, like, you know, for example, you know, you had, I remember, like Malcolm X, right? Malcolm X is a guy that I like growing up, you know. He had the same birthday, you know. And, you know, a lot of people was like, oh, you know, Malcolm X is like anti this and anti, you know, America. And, you know, but, you know, what I try to explain to people is the closer that you have to pay, you have to pay very close attention to what I'm about to say. These type of guys that you think are not old, or that you think they are what they are not, the reality is, like, for example, if you look back at Malcolm X, he was heavily promoted through the television, you know. And you got to realize, if you're an enemy to these people and they don't, you know, want anybody to really know what you're saying, want your message out there, they won't promote you. But in actuality, Malcolm X was heavily promoted throughout the television. And he had a lot of, like, television debates, I mean, mainstream television debates with guys debating this, debating race. And all that really did was create controversy, like for race baiting, all kind of race agitation, things like that. So you got to realize, again, it's just promoting Malcolm X is no different than promoting Snowden. It's no different than promoting a Bin Laden. Any type of way they can string up controversy, catch the attention of people, play with people's emotions, sway you this way, sway you that way, they will. But you always have to remember, if you're promoted on their network, they control you. That's how it works. Yeah. They don't promote anything that they can't control. I don't care if it's your hero, a person that you did a school report on in school growing up, idolizing, or you got a tattoo on them, whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, if they're on the network, they are being promoted by somebody that controls them, because that is also part of the corporate structure. You know, they have to be able to control what they put out. This is how it works. So,
exactly.
Like I said, you see a real shooting, if they decide to put on the news, it might be on there for a few minutes. The shootings that they like to create and put on the news, they'll be on there for months at a time. You know what I mean? They'll just go until they
and
get the call they want to get across, and then it's over.
And they'll go into detail. We found out that, you know, he was molested as a child, or, you know, she didn't get enough hugs from her mama when she was a teenager, and this led to this type of behavior, and we see this type of thing. And they kind of get all of these details, and this is what was in their room on the posters, and they were listening to this on their iPod. It's like, how you going to get out all these details? And it's an ongoing case.
Right. Exactly.
You're absolutely right. If they don't want you to hear, or if they don't want folks to hear what you're saying in opposition to them, you won't. I'll give you a perfect example. Hugo Chavez went to the United Nations and called George Bush the devil. But you didn't see that on CNN. You don't see the other world leaders, you know, if they're, you don't see them in opposition, like truly in opposition, in a way that would make people think. And I'm not talking about in a way that's opposition like controlled by others. But I'm talking about opposition that makes people say, well, wait a minute. No, he right. They wrong. Maybe I don't need to vote. You don't ever see any of that type of opposition on the news, on CNN. And you have leaders around the world, you know, that will speak like that. You have people around the world that will speak like that, but you'd never see them. You're absolutely right. It's control.
And another thing, too, that I want to talk about, too, real quick. The scandals that you see on the news involving presidents, from, like, sex scandals like Clinton and stuff with Nixon, stuff with Obama about his birth certificate, things like that, you need to understand also, again, remember, Obama, just like Bush, just like Clinton, just like every president you ever had, is controlled. So remember that the same people that own those networks also own these people. So remember, when you see these stories, just understand that what you are looking at, again, is all part of the script. Because remember this, that they're never going, when you see them put these stories out there about a birth certificate or somebody had a sex scandal or something, they're doing that because they can on their network. You know, they're not going to tear down, actually, in reality, try to tear down a person that they control. You know, they're not tearing them down. It's just part of controversy. You know, all this stuff keeps people buzzing. All this stuff keeps your attention. It keeps people split on certain things. Oh, they just messing with Obama. Oh, they just messing with Clinton. I still like them. I don't like them. You know, they just do that. They toy with the emotions of the people for little things like that. Because in reality, it's not a world issue that somebody has sex with someone. That's not, that doesn't really matter, because we, you know, you're supposed to put a president there for to handle very important things, you know, or at least try to dictate very important things. But, you know, when they run a story like that and, you know, they now they have people concerned with, I mean, you know, he doesn't have a birth certificate. It's like, you have to really think, man. The news, they create all these stories. Every president knows when they get in there that they'll be subjected to things like this. It's no different with movie stars or that. You know, that's just the media. That's how the media does. They will create content. They need content to be able to get out there and get people's attention and things like that. And, you know, this is what they're going to do. Everything that you see on that news, and not just the news, I mean in media in general, everything you see is they use to try to generate some type of either fear, or they're going to try to generate some type of money. But whatever they're doing with the news or the other forms of media, they're trying to generate something from you. They're not doing it to be honest, because they have the freedom of speech. They can say what they want. And it is also, I want everybody to look up, there was a case with a woman that worked for the news, her name was Fox, and they wanted her to report on something, and she didn't want to report on it, and she took them to court or something like that. And then when she got to court, you know, she's like, yeah, they wanted me to report on this, and, you know, I didn't want to report on it. And the lawyers for the news company, well, you know, they stood by it. Yeah, we did want her to report these things, and she did, you know, so we're not disagreeing with that. But what ended up happening was, I'm not quoting word for word, but basically the charges were dropped because the news channels, they operate behind freedom of speech, you know. There's no disclaimer on the news that says what we're telling you is the truth. That's up to you to make that decision. This is
right.
These corporations, they can say whatever they want, and they can hide behind freedom of speech. They have the ability. You don't own the news. They own the news. They own their own companies, and they don't make you watch. You choose to watch. And anything you're subjected to, if you believe it, that's up to you. You can't get mad if you believe these people. I mean, they never put a disclaimer on it. This is 100% the truth. You have to believe what we're saying. We promise you. And they've never done that. So technically, they can just lie anytime they want to, and you just have to believe it. I mean, if you want to believe it, but I encourage you not to. I really encourage you to research everything you see on the media, everything.
Exactly. And that's not just the news. That's the news. That's the print media. That's your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube. It's all of it, because it's all control. Because you see it now, even on like your Facebook and your Google Plus and your YouTube. What's hot? What's trending? And it's all stuff that I would never pay attention to. I could care less whether Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian get a divorce. I don't care. But I see it on my feed, trending. This many people following this. Hashtag this. Man, Safa, we got 90 seconds left in this show. This was a bomb show, man, I'm trying to tell you. We have to do this one again. We're gonna have to make a part two to this show. So everybody that's in the chat room, you know, we ought to do a part two to this show, because this is really good. This is a really good springboard.
Yeah, next time we'll go on deeper on some of the subjects. But one thing I just want to reiterate is, like I said, with these private corporations like this NASA, this NSA, the CIA, FBI, remember that nobody that works for these companies are going to come out and speak against these companies. The real people that work for these companies, most of them you won't know. But like I said, again, they are bound by federal acts that keep them in line. They will not be speaking. So don't expect somebody to come out and say, yeah, you know, we were talking to aliens. Remember, if somebody came out and said they were talking to aliens, or somebody said, oh, yeah, we found an ancient rocket launcher from 25,000 years, and, you know, remember, all of that, that's BS. It does not matter. If it goes, you don't just accept it because it may go with your agenda, which you already believe. Just remember that they cannot speak out. They'll leave.
That's right.
They're bound. They will never do it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. All right. A producer yelling in the background. We got 10 seconds. This has been Bluntly Speaking. Look forward to the next episode, episode 6, Bluntly Speaking. We are going to continue. Peace.
Peace.